peanut butter jelly time.
Baseball bat. Baseball bat.
Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now tic-tac-toe,
uh-huh.
Tic-tac-toe,
let's go.
Tic-tac-toe, you got it.
Tic-tac-toe, that's right. We're listening to FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills and beyond. This is your groovy grandma, Sandra, and it is peanut butter jelly time. Let's see. Peanut butter jelly time is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the printed image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. Using the latest technology in their state-of-the-art building, the printed image provides custom screen printing and embroidery and promotional products for business, organization, or special events. For custom apparel and promotional products, the printed image has dedicated specialists providing quality service, quick turnaround, and memorable products. Call 898-9525 or visit printedimagechico.com. All right, I got Groovy Grandma Leslie here.
Hello.
And I got Peyton, which sometimes he goes by PJ, but Peyton's here. Say hello to people in TV, radio land.
Hi.
Okay, so what books do we have today?
Wow, I have a lot of books today. There's one called Fire in Their Eyes. It's quite lengthy, but I just wanted to just remind people, you know, we've had a lot of fires, so be careful and... if you see smoke, call fire department immediately. And if you need to evacuate, please do. I have a family that lost their home up in Redding. And, you know, so get together things that you don't need or don't use. And if you can, take them to a donation center where you can send some stuff to people in need right now. And just thank you to all the firefighters, the hot shots, the police, everybody that's been, cause the fire is still out of, you know, pretty much out of control. And just a lot of sadness going on right now in that community and many more communities throughout California. So just keep them in your prayers. Yosemite had a fire recently, which was not good. And I want to read a story called Wrestles, a Waterfall. And this is by John Muir. And John Muir is a teacher in Denver, Colorado, and he loves adventures. And he had such a great time in Yosemite that he wrote a story about it. He's the founder of the Sierra Club, and he spent his life getting as close to nature as he could. And on a moonlit night in April 1871, over 140 years ago, he climbed the steep trail along Yosemite Falls. And it was glorious, he says. So I'm going to read a little bit out of that. He has a journal, but... From the sawmill on the creek, John Muir has a perfect view of the springtime waterfall, cascading, crashing, careening wildly over the wild side of the mountain. During the day, the sun paints rainbows on the mist that dance around the water's edge. At night, when the stars shine and the bright moon dangles above the valley, moon boughs burst from the glowing arc of water as it crashes into the evening shadows. For John, the sight and sound of the waterfall is one of the pleasures of living in Yosemite Valley. Sometimes John isn't content to observe the waterfall's magnificence from the comfort of his log cabin. Sometimes its beauty lures him outside for a closer view. And so one night early in April, John stands in the shadow of the mountain and looks at and listens to the waterfall. But on this particular night, admiring its beauty from below isn't enough for John, and he wants to be closer. He climbs up over loose and slippery gravel beds, up through dark woods, up beside the thundering vertical river until he reaches Fern Ledge. He is so close to the waterfall that the mist brushes his face. The noise pounds in his chest, and the night feels alive with the energy of the twisting, misting, roaring water. For a moment, John is perfectly content, but then he wants to still be closer. John spies a granite ledge that cuts across the rock wall. He eases out onto the narrow precipice, flattening himself against the dripping, slippery granite. Inch by inch, he moves towards the waterfall until he can reach out his hand and touch the frigid, rushing water, and he is happy. Suddenly, a strong breeze lifts the heavy curtain of water away from the hard granite wall. Quickly, John scoots beside the tumbling, rumbling, twisting, misting, foaming, thundering waterfall. Now John is as close as he can be. He peeks out at the moon through the moving veil of water. The music of the falls surrounds him. This is glorious. John's heart soars, pounding out his excitement in the rhythm with the falling water. The wind stops. Shush. The heavy curtain of water drops back into place. Smash. John is pinned against the jagged granite wall. Bang. Water pounds onto John's head and shoulders, threatening to sweep him off the narrow ledge and into the thundering column of water. Now the space behind the waterfall isn't so glorious. It is dark and cold and dangerous. Now the thundering in John's chest comes from fear. He tries to protect his body from pounding torrents of water, and he waits, and he shivers, and he waits, and he shakes, and waits some more. Luckily, the fickle wind shifts and lifts the curtain of water just a bit. The pounding lessens just a bit. John can move just a bit, and he does. He slowly and carefully makes his way out from behind the beautiful, dangerous, magical, scary waterfall. Inch by inch, John creeps back toward the safety of the trail. Shivering with cold and relief, John returns to the comfort and warmth of the hang nest. He climbs into bed and is soon lulled to sleep by the thundering noise of the water as it crashes into the river below. And that is the story about Yosemite and John Muir's little adventure. And I grew up camping a lot, and we went to Yosemite, and the water is very, very cold. So I can imagine climbing up to the top of the waterfall. But yeah, that's a neat book. And
The next song I've got is Stop, Drop, and Roll, because we talked about fires and safety and things like that. So I thought this would be appropriate. What happens if your clothes catch on fire? Do you know what to do? Do you know what to do, Pate? That's what we do.
Just stop, drop, and roll. Stop, drop, and roll.
Kind of cute, huh?
Really cute.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. So what do we have next?
Well, since it's still back to school month, you know, I bet you guys are starting to get a little bit of homework now. Mm-hmm. First couple of weeks is pretty easy, but when I was a kid, the big excuse was, oh, the dog ate my homework. I don't know if kids still use that, but this is a story called Marley, the dog who ate my homework. Thought this was kind of cute. Alrighty. And Marley is an adorable little dog. Marley was waiting for Cassie to come home. He'd been waiting all day to play fetch. Now, Marley, Cassie said, I have to work on my project for school. I am making a solar system model. The sun is in the middle of the solar system, Cassie said to Mommy. 8 planets revolve around the sun. Mommy nodded. So you need 9 round things for your model, she asked. What can I use? Cassie said. Just then, Daddy came home carrying the groceries. He tossed a grapefruit to Cassie. Catch, Daddy said. Woof. Marley thought he was finally going to get to play fetch. Not now, Marley, Cassie said. Daddy just gave me a great idea. Soon, Cassie had all the fruit she needed to make her project. She's got apples and pears and peaches and... I can't wait till tomorrow, Cassie said. This is the best solar system model ever. And the tastiest, said Daddy. Mmm, said Baby Louie. Great, now we can play fetch, Marley thought. Sorry, Marley, Cassie said. Now I need to write a report about the planets and the sun. Thump. Marley jumps in his little bed. A noise in the night woke Marley. Marley got up and crept into the dining room. He saw the solar system model. He watched it gently turning. Marley poked the big yellow ball with his nose. The ball rolled gently. Marley nosed a red ball. It spun slowly. Then Marley sniffed an orange ball. Before Marley knew it, what he was doing, one red ball was gone. He had swallowed it. Oh, no. If I take a bite out of this one, Marley thought, the balls will line up again. Marley bit one of the orange balls. It was so sweet. Soon Marley forgot he was trying to fix Cassie's project. Instead, he ate it all up. In the morning, Cassie ran downstairs to pack up her model. My solar system is ruined, she wailed. What am I going to do? Marley ran and got his fetch balls. Not now, Marley, Daddy said. We have to fix Cassie's homework that you ate. Wait, Daddy, Cassie said. Marley's got a great idea. Soon Cassie had made a new solar system. This one was even better. Thanks for your help, Marley, she said. Oh, Marley, said Cassie, my world will always revolve around you. So she was using his little balls that he played catch with. And if you see the pictures, and so that's how she made her planets. So, and there's a lot of Marley books that you can read, and they're level 2. So, yep, that's a good one. Do you want me to read another one, or you want to play a song?
I have. Oops. Get you the mic on. What do I have? 11. Oh, take good care of yourself. So maybe we'll do a quick song.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, coming up after the show, Miss Terry's in the house for Face the Music. She's on here till 10 o'clock. And then 10 to midnight is basically the blues and probably Papa John, because I think I was here last week? I don't know. I'll be here next week. That's for sure. So we got a book, and I think Peyton's going to read a book. He's in first grade now. Okay, here you go, buddy.
Said the cat. Where? Said the bear. Who said the kangaroo? How said the cow?
Very good, Peyton. I'll give you a little round of applause there, buddy.
Oops, sorry, it's dead.
What?
It's a shorter book than I thought. Oops. Do we have another book?
Yeah, actually, I was looking at this book, and it's perfect for the book he just read.
Okay.
It's Rhyming Words.
Okay,
it's a phonics reader. And as a teacher, I always tell kids, you know, that are learning how to read, if they write the word cat, start with the first letter of the alphabet and add a letter. Take the first letter away and add another letter. So, you know, A-A-T wouldn't be anything, but you could get bat, cat, D-E, fat, you know. So I just tell them to go through the alphabet. That's how I remember a lot of things, is going through the alphabet. So this one is called Mouse Makes Words, and it's a phonics reader. Mouse is busy, mouse is fast, grabbing letters as he runs past. He finds new ways to make a rhyme by switching letters every time. Find the word hat. Off goes the H. Cart in the C. Yikes, now it's cat. You want to help me read this, Peyton? Find the word fan. Blow away the F and move in a V. And it becomes van. Yeah. Honk, now it is van, van. Find the word net, scoop up the N, push in a P, and now you have, what is it? Pet. Ah, now it is pet. Okay, you gotta help me out. Find the word 10, take away the T, haul in an H, cluck, now it is hen. Yeah, it's hen. Find the word wig, wheel away the W, along comes a pig, oink, now it is
pig.
Pig, good job. Find the word pin, pop goes the P, carry in a W, wow, now it's win. Good job. Find the word mop, wash away the M, spin in a T. Wee, now it is
top.
Good job. Find the word pot, dig up the P, roll in a C, good night, now it is caught. Yeah, that's a camping term. Well, this one you should get. Find the word cup, wave goodbye to C, in runs a P, erf, now it is
pop.
Pop, yeah. Find the word bug, shoo away the bee. Here comes a H, hooray, now it is
hug.
Hug, good job. Okay, Mouse is tired, his work is done, but moving letters is so much fun. Can you keep playing this rhyming game? Make more words that end the same. So yeah, this is a really cute book. I love switching up letters, and it's a good way to learn how to read. So
that's perfect. Cause
thank
I have,
you.
I have the alphabet song.
Oh, maybe. Great.
So let's see. Okay, here we go.
Cute. Yeah. 26 letters in the alphabet. And my last child's name, I'm not even going to tell you what it is, but there's 26 letters in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Okay. She's an alphabet baby.
This was from Fisher-Price, Little People, sing-along favorites.
Okay. Sounds great.
Anything else to read? Poetry?
Maybe I'll finish with one. I bought a poetry book, and I think what I'll do is every time we come, we'll... read a poem. And this one is, it's called A Make Magic Do Good Dallas by Dallas Clayton, and it's just a really cute poetry book that I picked up at the grocery store, brand new for $2. So, hey, here we go. The first story is called The Boy with the Beard. The boy with the beard was the best in his life when he was 6 years old. The fastest, the strongest, the smartest, the toughest, so brave, so big, so bold. The boy with the beard was his best at age 6, so he decided he would be 7. He stayed 6 on through 8, 6 on through 9, 6 on through 10 and 11. The boy with the beard stayed 6 through his teens and on through 20 and 30 and years in between. The boy with the beard stayed 6 his whole life with no job and no house, no car, no wife. The boy with the beard had no worries at all. He was 6. He was perfect. He was having a ball. Except for one thing, he eventually learned that as everyone grew, everyone turned into something brand new, while he stayed the same, a 6-year-old boy with a beard and a cane. That's an odd one, but the next one sounds like it's going to be better, so we'll get to that next time.
We can read one more.
One more?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me read. I've got another poetry book. It's called The Little Green Frog and Other Poems. So I thought maybe we could do some poetry. I have enough for a poetry? Okay. So let's do Squiggly Wiggly Worms. It rained last night. The drops were falling fast. It was a very pleasant sound, and then it stopped at last. When I got up in the morning, I hurried out to play. I knew what I would find out there so early in the day. I looked down on the sidewalk, and much to my delight, I saw squirmy, wiggly worms left over from the night. I watched them roll together. Rolling all around, I squished my body very flat and knelt right on the ground. I stayed there for a long, long time and wished that I could play with all those squirmy, wiggly worms that just appeared that day. But soon the sun began to shine. They did not like the light. I watched them as they disappeared. It was a funny sight. They wriggled down the sidewalk and back onto the lawn, and as they headed home to bed, they all began to yawn.
I wish it would rain.
Oh, gosh, you and I both.
Okay, well, I've got, yep, I think a perfect song. It's actually the goodbye song. This is Hap Palmer, and this is early childhood classics, the favorites. Old favorites with a new twist. That's it. Okay, so quick shout-outs.
Just shout-out to all the families in Reading. I hope that everything is going better for all of you. And anybody else, you know, just think of your neighbors and be grateful for what you've got. And thank goodness they're getting the fire out. So, yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Peyton? You want to say hi to your teacher or your new friends? What's your teacher's name this year?
Miss Ziegler.
I can't hear you.
Miss Ziegler.
Okay. I'm still going to get it. What school do you go to?
Marigold.
Marigold. There you go.
Ooh, they're doing a lot of fun stuff at Marigold now.
Yep, yep. And now Mila is in kindergarten and has his kindergarten teacher.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So, okay, here we go. Oh, yeah, the goodbye song. Here we go.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye guitar, goodbye guitar, goodbye guitar, we're sad to see you go, but you'll be back again someday, again someday, again someday, you'll be back again someday with many more songs to play. Goodbye piano, goodbye bass, goodbye drums. We're sad to see you go, but you'll be back again someday, again someday, again someday. You'll be back again someday with many more songs to play. Goodbye, trumpet. Goodbye, saxophone. Goodbye, violin. Goodbye, tuba.
This is the KZFR Events Calendar. I'm Ricky Anderson. Thanks for listening to 90.1 KZFR. Joe Craven and the Sumtimers will be at the Big Room for a KZFR partial benefit on September 5th. Tickets online at sierranevada.com and available at the gift shop. Friday, September 21st, it's Ray Wiley Hubbard at the Chico Women's Club. Tickets are on sale now at the usual locations, the website, Chico Paper Company, Blaze and Jays. Sunday, September 30th, it's Touch of Chico at the Chico Creek Nature Center. Hank Duke and comedian Will Durst will be at the Chico Women's Club on Sunday, October 14th. Tickets on sale right now. Usual outlets. Thursday, November 8th, it's John Craigie and the Rainbow Girls at the Chico Women's Club. Tickets on sale now at the usual outlets. Friday, November 9th, T-Sisters at the Chico Women's Club. Tickets on sale soon. Tuesday, November 13th, it's Daryl Scott at the Chico Women's Club. Tickets are on sale at the usual outlets, Chico Paper Company, online at KZFR, and at Blaze and Jays. Coming in December, the Sam Chase to the Chico Women's Club. More details soon. This is the station that believes in peace through music, 90.1 KZFR Chico, California.
just in time.